And here comes Tommy's Holiday Camp. Mwah!
Good evening, everybody. This is Arnaldo, your host of Tommy's Holiday Camp, and it is April the 27th in the year 2012, and it is an incredible Friday night here in gorgeous downtown Occidental. It is going to be an amazing weekend. Everyone is going to go out there and have an incredible time, from the Butter and Eggs Festival in Petaluma all the way up, all the different things that are happening in Sonoma County this incredible weekend. And thank you so much, Miss Laura, for your wonderful, again, Occidental living room. How do you do that?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay, that's the best way to do something is not to do it, I think. Yeah, you're right.
No, I don't.
So, yeah, your community radio. This is Cows Radio. We have some wonderful guests here this evening from north of the border. Yes, from Canada. We have some the Samuels family. And why don't everyone say hello? Whoops, we have Deanna.
Hello. Oh,
hello, Deanna. Now, a couple of months ago, you actually, about a month or two ago, you actually were on Cows. You read a couple of lovely poems you wrote in memory of Ranger Rick, who had just passed.
Yes, I did indeed.
And that was really, really nice. Mm-hmm. They were really appropriate.
Great pleasure to do so.
Yeah.
And I was very honoured to do so.
Oh, great. He was such a local character that, you know, his impact is still being felt. It's incredible.
Yes.
Then we also have Ilana.
Hello.
Hi. And we have Michael.
Hello.
You have to be a bit closer. Nobody will hear.
Hello.
There we go. And last but not least, we have...
Hello.
Okay. Oh, we have hello.
Yes, my name's Aiden.
Okay. And they're visiting from the Toronto in Canada. I think been running up the coast of California, seeing all our wonderful sights, and they seem to be enjoying it. In fact, we went out on the bay today, San Francisco Bay, on a sailboat, and we were heaving to and avasting and whatever people on boats do. I'm not quite sure still, but...
We spliced a main brace or two.
Ah, that's... I knew there was something missing. Yeah, splicing the main brace. It was lovely, really beautiful day. So we'll be playing some of their music they have here, some of their favourite things, and hopefully they'll tell us a little bit about Canada. And, you know, people often, you know, think Canada's, oh, just like America, but it really isn't. And it might be nice if you can give us some pointers, you know, like the healthcare system and things like that. You might be able to maybe explain some differences. I hear, who do I hear in the studio? Ah, yes. Bossy and Bavinia are here, and they're enjoying the warm weather. They hate that cold weather. They get, you know, all the drippy bits on their hide. They come in here and they shake and they get all the water over the walls and everywhere. Fuses always go when they come in, when it's raining. And, well, as I was saying, you know, there's a lot going up in Canada. There's lots of good music. And we thought we'd start out with sort of like the, what would you call it? Like This Land Is My Land version for Canada. It's, what is it called, this song?
Canada.
Canada is really big.
Thank you very much. Now,
We're very patriotic Canadians, and so we'd like to take this moment to do our national anthem that we wrote.
When I look around me, I can't believe what I see. It seems as if this country has lost its will to live. The economy is lousy, we barely have an army, but we can still stand proudly, 'cause Canada's really big. We're the second largest country on this planet Earth. And if Russia keeps on shrinking, then soon we'll be first.
As long as we keep Quebec.
The USA has tanks, and Switzerland has banks. They can keep them thanks, they just don't amount. 'Cause when you get down to it, you find out what the truth is. It isn't what you do with it, it's the size that counts. Most people will tell you that France is pretty large, but you can put
a lot of work.
We're larger than Malaysia, almost as big as Asia. We're bigger than Australia, and it's a continent. So big we seldom bother to go see one another, though we often go to other countries for vacations. Our mountains.
So stand up and be proud and sing out very loud. We stand out from the crowd, 'cause Canada's really big.
All right. Canada's really big. That's, what was it? Worms? What was the name of?
That's the Arrogant Worms.
The Arrogant Worms. Okay. Oh, lovely. Well, thank you for bringing that one in. That's excellent. And it's all true, I presume.
Of course.
No lies.
Yeah, no lies.
Yeah. So it is a big place. Oh my goodness. I mean, America's big, but like Canada's two or three times as big. It's something outrageous bigness to it.
Lots of it is just frozen.
Yeah, the frozen tundra. Yeah. But now, is, you know, global warming and stuff, I mean, are people getting worried about, you know, the permafrost is warming up and things like that, or the methane that's going to be released
to the atmosphere, yeah,
from that? To, anybody doing anything up there, sending the Mounties to help? Or
Yeah. Send a mop.
Yeah. Start building beachside resorts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Let's tell us about Canada. I talked about the health system, and obviously, you know, over here we're still in the throes of battling a very minimal health system that Obama's trying to get put in. Yet in Canada, you've had a health system for how long? A one pay all system.
Well, it's, I think, since our founding.
Well, no, I mean, it must be about 40 years or so. There's been true social health, but it's it's great. It's great. It has its problems. It's always underfunded, but it does work.
Yeah, so everyone goes there. There's, you know, nobody. How do you just pay out of your wages? How's that done?
Through taxes.
Yeah.
So you don't notice. But then there are hospitals and healthcare all over the place that if you need it, you get what you need.
Right. So nobody's turned away in any way, shape, or form for anything, basically.
Right. That's right.
Wow. Hear that, people out there? Right across, there's an invisible line just north of us, and beyond that, it's a wonderland.
It is.
Why can't it happen here?
It's all good all the time.
Yeah. You know, yeah, there's good and bad in everything, but it sounds, obviously, it must be working. People are living and, you know, being prosperous up there. And
it certainly is working.
Yeah.
You know, there's hospitals that have, you know, emergency rooms and all the other...
Well, you volunteer at the hospital.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
There are
This is Deanna speaking.
Hi. Yeah, there are the emergency rooms, and anybody who has anything wrong with them that needs some form of emergency treatment can come into the center, into the room, and into the ward, whatever, and be attended to. So they get to see the triage nurse, and then they're sent off to see a doctor, and whatever treatment is necessary, then they get treatment. So it could be just a cut finger, or it could be a heart attack, it could be stones in the kidneys, you know, anything and everything.
Yeah.
Everybody's treated equally.
Oh, good. And in terms of, like, you know, things that, you know, are not need an immediate emergency thing, is there long waiting lists or anything, you know, is there sort of things that stretch out there?
There can be, but everybody has their appointments, and so they, you know, they come for their appointments, and if they need to see a specialist, then they see the appropriate specialist.
Beautiful. So, and they don't pay pay anything?
It's all part of OHIP. It's all part of the health system.
Wow.
So it's good.
Wow.
You don't have to be worried.
Yeah.
You don't have to be worried, you know, if you become ill.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. In America, that's everyone's worst nightmare. Even if you have insurance, it's, you know, you don't know if they're going to even pay for it. You know, they'll reject it for some way or other. It's incredible. You know, people shouldn't have to live under that, in my view, anyway. Mm-hmm. Growing up in the national health system in England seems pretty normal to me, but, you know.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's how it goes. And you got any other music lined up?
I think we do.
Whilst we are going there, this is Cows Radio, 107.3 FM. It's 7:30 here in lovely Occidental. And we got music from Canada. What have we got?
We've got I Am Cow, by the Arrogant Worms.
I Am Cow. Now, you know you're in Occidental now. We need Bossy and Bessie for that one. I Am Cow.
I am cow, hear me moo. I weigh twice as much as you, and I look good on the barbecue. Yogurt, curd, cream cheese, and butters made from liquid from my udders. I am cow, hear me moo. I am cow, eating grass, methane gas comes out my ass, and out my muzzle when I belch. Oh, the ozone layer is thinner from the outcome of my dinner. I am cow, I've got gas. I am cow. Stand far and wide upon this land, and I am living everywhere. From BC to Newfoundland, you can squeeze my teats by hand. I am cow, I am cow, I am cow. I am cow, I am cow, I am cow.
Yeah, that is actually Niagara Falls in the background. I have a recording of Niagara Falls, so hopefully this gives you some homesickness at all.
My backyard.
Another raccoon pouring in over the fence.
Yeah. Ah, the falls. Yes, it really was. Niagara Falls.
They're magnificent.
Yeah, they are beautiful, and...
Yeah, still lots of water going over them. They're not drying out or anything yet?
They're still, in fact, at night time, it's very interesting, at night time, the falls are controlled.
Oh.
So, because they use the water, they divert the water for power.
Oh.
So, but during the day when the tourists are there, the falls are at full steam ahead, you know, falling down over the
falls, precipice,
over the precipice, and at night time it's reduced.
Oh,
yes.
So there's like a trickle going over?
No, it's more than a trickle.
Okay.
it's just somewhat reduced. It's
so not a deluge, somewhere between a trickle and a deluge.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Very interesting. It's something I learned.
That's sort of eerie when you think of it. Because my goodness, the amount of water, you stand next to it, I mean, it's mind-boggling.
It is. And you have the horseshoe. You have the horseshoe on the Canadian side, and then you have the straight falls on the American side, and both are magnificent in their own ways, and, you know, pounding down upon the rocks below. It's wonderful.
What always impressed me is, like, it creates clouds that
it
sort
does.
Of go away
there's
as
mist,
well, doesn't it?
There's mist that go up into the air, really very high. And then at times there are rainbows. And, of course, that's how the Rainbow Bridge was named. Nearish where the American Falls is, then there are often rainbows from sort of the middle bit right over there. So I made a number of photographs of them.
It really is a rainbow.
It really is, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Mm. You know, Michael's got some music lined up, and it's not Canadian, though.
No, absolutely not. It's you can probably tell from a couple of the accents here that we're originally from England. I like to say we're some of the lucky ones who got out in time and moved to Canada. But there's a lot of good stuff in England, and... this is one of my favourite songs from Status Quo, as we'd say, Status Quo as you would. We good?
And what's it called?
Oh, it's called Rockin' All Over the World.
Giddy up and giddy up and get out where all the
Yeah, Status Quo. Thank you, Michael. I must admit, I haven't played them for a while, Status Quo. Great band. Well, it just so happens, not just recorded music happens up in Canada, but we also have wonderful live music happens there. And there are young musicians who are practicing and learning and ready to assault America. We've had Neil Young and Leonard Cohen and Joni Mitchell, Paul Anka. So could we have an Aidan Samuels in that mix? Is that possible? Yeah. Well, Aidan's been playing the ukulele. And he'd like to play a couple of songs he's been working on.
Well, I only have some simple songs, but the first one here is Ode to Joy.
Okay.
So here we go. Here is Tom Dooley. Anyway. One last thing, which is I can play the first few notes of Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, we definitely want to do that.
And now the third bar is a little off since a ukulele is not like a guitar. A guitar will da 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 da. This is... But anyway, I'm playing the guitar version, but still, here we go. There we go.
All right.
I can play it better on a guitar than a uke, but...
Oh, wow, okay. Excellent. Yeah. Stairway to Heaven. I love
it.
Yeah, I like it that 11-year-olds even know Stairway to Heaven and Tom Dooley and Ode to Joy. It's wonderful. What a great combination that is. That's a very wide-ranging music you like.
Yay. Yeah, I guess.
Now, Aidan, what music? You're of the younger generation. What type of music are kids listening to in Canada?
Well, honestly, I am not that good with music, like knowing what's going on. I have no idea.
Whoa.
I don't know much. Unlike a lot of kids in my class, I know almost nothing about music. Like, I know to play songs and stuff, but I know nothing about, like, music, like popular type, or what they call that.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know.
What's your favorite song?
Yeah. My favorite song? Well, my favorite song is a version of Dynamite by Talo Cruz, I think, or something like that. I forget how it goes, but
Talo Cruz, not Pablo Cruz.
I don't know.
Is it?
So, something like that. I don't know. My favorite song is, there's a version of Dynamite.
Huh. Now I'm trying, okay, I'm trying to think, you know, visualize that one. Oh, excellent. Very very eclectic choice. I love it. What are kids doing in Canada? Like, obviously, kids here love computer games and things like that. You know, what are they playing in Canada? What's the big things
computer
there?
Computer games. All right. Well, oh, here we go. I'll try to keep this short.
I have found a...
You've hit the target. anyway, Minecraft. It is an amazing game. For any listeners who like it or heard of it, I would definitely recommend it. It is a basically... blocks. Everything's blocks. You build pretty much anything you can imagine. It's and yeah.
Within the game.
Within the game. It's basically like Lego, but everything's blocks in a game.
And you move through this world?
You move through this randomly. Yeah. Not randomly, but it's a generated terrain. So there are trees, oceans, deserts.
Hmm.
And yes.
Wow. Can you set up the terrains yourself, decide which ones you're in, or is it just what's in there?
There's some modifications for that, but in the actual game, there's a seed generator, so if you type in you can type in any random code, and if you type in that random code again, as long as you're in the same version of the game, because there are lots of updates with new deserts and more stuff.
Okay.
And yeah, it will put you in the same spot if you're in the same version.
Oh, excellent. And so what other games are kids playing then?
Well, computer-wise,
what
does Eli like? Well, my friend Eli, for example, MapleStory, it's a great game. I'm not actually sure what it is, but I've heard a lot about it. Maybe Brawl, for example, it's a fun game too. I'm just trying to think of other things.
That Maple one, is that a real Canadian thing because of maple syrup?
I'm not that sure about things. There are lots of things I'm not sure about.
Okay, that's good. Good case, to say that as well.
Yeah.
And fashions, how they're wearing your hair, those type of thing. What are cool things to wear? Anything like that?
I have no idea. I have less of an idea of that than even music.
Okay.
Honestly, yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, what's your favorite subject at school?
I say math.
Oh, okay. What are you working on right now?
In math class?
Yeah.
I obviously come to California. I've taken a break off school, but if I was at school, you'd be learning about 3D geometry.
Mm.
And also, I like science too. For example, like in science, we've been working on an egg drop project.
Egg drop.
So we basically have to build a machine that has to be dropped off certain heights up, and if we're lucky, maybe even the roof of the school.
Whoa!
But Yeah, so you have to put this egg in this thing, a parachute, a giant cushion, anything that can keep the egg from cracking from various heights. And I was not there for my friend has dropped it for me and done it for me. I haven't heard the results yet. The egg drop was done yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard the results yet, but who knows? Maybe mine worked.
Yeah, what was your method?
My method was a parachute to straighten it out so it doesn't land on the top, but not to slow it down, just a ton of padding and decoration then.
What was your preferred padding that you used?
Padding, I used some foam, actually. There's foam. I went and got some foam. There's foam tape. There's duct tape. I brought in a whole bunch of stuff that we had sitting around that I finally put to use.
Oh, right. Excellent.
And then put felt on the outside for decoration.
Okay. Felt. Oh, okay. That's good. That's nice and soft as well.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Oh, so I'd love to have done things like that at school, 3D geometry and egg drops. That's, that is fun. Yeah. You're very lucky. We were just lashed 40 lashes every class and made to, yeah. Math wasn't fun. Well, fantastic. And well, we're listening to the Samuels family from Toronto, Canada. We have Aidan, Michael, Ilana, and Deanna here. So this is Cal's Radio, 107.3 FM on your frequency modulating dial, coming to you from gorgeous downtown Occidental. It is gorgeous, so everyone come on down. As you know, Occidental has lots of wonderful attractions, restaurants, and
yum, yum.
Lovely stores, so please come down and buy and eat and shop local. It's the way to go. I'd like to bring in Deanna. As I said earlier, she writes some lovely poems, and she selected a few to read to us today.
I have indeed, and thank you, Arnold. And this particular one I thought was apropos to our sailing this afternoon or today, which we had a wonderful time all around San Francisco
Bay. Yeah.
Bay. And this particular poem is called Learning the Ropes. Yeah. Learning the Ropes.
In sale days of old, when press gangs were bold, they gathered young men off the street by the ten. There was no repeal once the crown made their steal, and those from such raids had done all sorts of trades, from smithies and clerks and farmers to tailors. They were all pressed unduly and forced to be sailors. The captain relentless, these men so defenseless. There just was no option but to make the adoption, to accept this new sea life, to avoid thoughts of strife. The new sailors in time unhappily copes and follows their destiny in learning the ropes. And that was an actual fact. True, that's what happened when press gangs went into ports, particularly, say, Portsmouth in England or wherever, and they just grabbed men off the street. Didn't matter who
just
they were.
Just walking along, they would grab
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Mm. And they just press ganged them made them into sailors, and that's how they had to deal with it.
Mm. Interesting. And learning the ropes. We were talking about that. Learning There's a lot of nautical terms in our language, isn't there, that we don't even think about, but they're actually from that, learning the ropes. In fact, today, it showed you how critical. I mean, you've got to keep out of so many ropes on a boat. It is really important to learn them.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll play some music and perhaps you can read another one in a few minutes.
I'll get another one out.
8:11 of the evening. We are here in Occidental, and you're not. Thought we'd have some more music influence from over the border. What have you got lined up for us, Ilana?
We've got the Bare Naked Ladies, and if I had $1 million.
Well, so now it's not wise to be pretty bare naked up in Canada,
no,
is it? So this time of the year, most of the time.
Most of the time, it's pretty chilly.
Yeah. So we send them our best, the Bare Naked Ladies.
Door. Of course we would. We just eat more. And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
I'd be rich.
All right. And, yeah, Ilana, tell us about, I didn't realize they came from Canada.
they're actually from Toronto.
Wow, actually from hometown.
Yes.
Whoa.
Well, they made it big. In fact, their big opening was when our mayor at the time banned them from playing because they didn't want the Bare Naked Ladies playing in Toronto.
So. Oh, I love it. And so how long have they been around?
I'd say since the early 90s.
Oh, okay.
Probably 1991, I think, was their first release.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, quite a time.
Yep.
Well, they must have had a few goosebumps in over those years. Well, anyway, I thought at this point we would go from the sublime to ridiculous. From the ridiculous to the sublime. And Deanna will be reciting one of her poems.
I will indeed, if that's... this one is called Before the Dawn. So it's very calming and certainly after the song we've just heard. And this was, I wrote this when I was in Florida last autumn. And goes like this, Before the Dawn. It is still dark outside, though the dawn is very near. Stillness reigns, perfect quietness, not a sound. No twitter of bird, shuffle of rodent, rustle of tree. That pre-dawn time, when night still envelops all, then suddenly a faint, far distant chirp is heard, slowly followed by a handful more, now even closer. Within minutes, the air is filled with birds' trills and songs. The night sky very slowly gives up its darkest hours as dim light teases and weakens the black of the night, gradually edging its way up from the far horizon into an arch of ink blue, now rising all the higher, fading its hue to pastel, spreading ever more upwards until the first glimmer of daylight appears and hovers, awaiting the new dawn morning and sunrise to break.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Very evocative. Yeah, we're just talking now. One of the most famous or infamous Canadians is a certain William Shatner. And Michael and Lana and Aidan have drug up this great track from William Shatner. Can you tell us something about it and the background of how this occurred?
Well, this is it's a clip from a Montreal comedy festival. It's William Shatner sending up himself, which he does very well, and a much older beer commercial in Canada, which had a character called Joe the Canadian. But you don't need to have heard that. You just need to hear this one. It's wonderful.
Right. William Shatner.
I'm not a Starfleet commander. Or T.J. Hooker. I don't live on Starship NCC-170. Or on a phaser. I don't know anyone named Bones, Sulu, or Spock. And no, I've never had green alien sex. But I'm sure it'd be quite an evening. I speak English. And French. Not Klingon. I drink Labatt's, not Romulan ale. And when someone says to me, live long and prosper, I seriously mean it when I say, get a life. My doctor's name is not McCoy, it's Ginsburg. Were puppets, not real animals. Puppets! And when I speak, I never ever talk like every word is its own sentence. I live in California, but I was raised in Montreal.
Oh, wonderful. How he gets himself. I love it. Just lovely. You're listening to Cowes Radio. We have the Samuels family here in the studio, giving us some little insight into Canadians and what's happening north of the border. We Americans do tend to forget them until they need them. You know, oh, can you loan us some troops or, you know, things like that? Or can we put some missiles up there in the frozen wastes or something? You know, how do Canadians, what do they think of Americans like that? You know, do they think we're overbearing or not respectful enough? I mean, you know, what's the what's the view up there?
I don't really know if we should be saying this.
We'll get the pitchfork and torches and outside the door, you know.
I think there's mutual respect on both sides. I think everyone's quite happy sharing the common border. Okay. I think the longest unguarded border in the world.
Wow.
Mostly unguarded.
But we let William Shatner through.
Yeah, I mean, the odd one sneaks through. What are you going to do?
But do you get like a lot of obviously American TV? You have, you know, obviously Canadian CBC and things like that. Do you have your own commercial stations, TV stations, and things like that?
Well, we definitely have there are definitely different commercials here. I've noticed that. I've seen a few of the same ones and a few same channels, but mainly a lot of our channels are different too.
Hmm.
Like not just numbers, obviously numbers, but everything in general.
Yeah.
Like Cartoon Network, for example, we don't get that. We have YTV or Teletoon, for example.
Okay. Interesting. So we're not totally inundating you then with American stuff. There is some local things going on.
Yes, we do get Turner Classic Music, movies.
Oh, yeah, the Turner Classics, yeah.
Very good.
It was obviously everyone thinks Canada's, you know, certainly during the winter, pretty chilly, but it turns out you were like, had an incredible winter. It was like 80 degrees or more at times this year, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah, this, when was it? February, March. I think we pushed 80 degrees on a few days. It was the weirdest winter ever.
Wow.
I think we barely used the snow shovels at all.
Wow.
As I understand it, we've been in sunny California, but it actually snowed in Toronto this week properly for the first time this year. So
wow.
Yeah, it was too bad. I'm not there to to shovel that.
Yeah, really. You really missed that.
Hopefully it will be melted by the time we get home.
Right. Interesting. Yep. So people, global warming, it's there. It's real. If you're getting that type of things happening up there in the frozen wastes, you know there's trouble afoot.
Yeah, something's not right.
Yeah, indeed. So, we try and entertain you here and not get you too depressed. There's a little life in us yet. You know. Let's see, did I have music?
Absolutely.
Did you have something lined up?
Yeah, we've got another fine Canadian piece of music. I don't know if anyone knows it's Canadian, but this is from 1974.
Ooh.
Bachman Turner Overdrive, and you ain't seen nothing yet.
Turner Overdrive, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Nikki?
Yeah, and Nikki, what's the last name? Yanofsky. Yeah, Nikki Yanofsky, that was it. Yes. About 16 or 17 years old, and it's got one of those mature voices.
Yes. Huh. Yeah, she can sing the standards really beautifully.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting how many women with amazing voices have been coming forward, like Adele and Amy Winehouse, and you know, just some incredibly beautiful, really mature, fluid voices have been coming through. Mm-hmm. It's been very exciting. Oh, now, going back to the early 60s, it reminds me of, you know, Helen Shapiro was somebody who was like 15 when she, you know, burst onto the scene and had this sort of mature voice that was, you know, incredible.
In fact, I think she was, when she was first discovered, I think she was more like 12.
Oh, my goodness.
She had this tremendous sort of grown-up mature voice. Yeah.
Some reason it's great. I love it. It's funny. It seems that it used to be like bad boys, all the rock stars. Now it seems like it's all the women rock stars, all the bad girls. Now it seems it seems to have totally switched. You know, the guys seem to be pretty wimpy, and it's the girls who are out there really, you know, stomping around and having fun.
Yeah, throwing TVs out of hotel windows.
Right, exactly. Driving Rolls Royces into swimming pools. Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah, it's all the women now. So now, as you know, we're with the Samuels family, and we're talking about Canada, their home in Toronto, and one of my favourite artists comes from there. What town is Joni Mitchell from?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I bet it's Vancouver or somewhere out there.
I'll have to look it up. And
we'll look that up, yeah.
Exactly. Joni right now with River.
I had a river I could skate away on, but it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so and I'm sad. Now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to
Ah, beautiful. Joni Mitchell. Nobody does it any better than Joni Mitchell in every single film. Just songwriting, performing. Incredible. One of the true greats in the world. I say we have the Samuels family here from Toronto, and Deanna is here, and she's been reciting a couple of her poems. We've got another one you'd like to read?
Yes, I have. And this one I'd like to devote to all mums, because from the calendar I noticed it's Mother's Day in about 2 weeks' time.
Ah.
So
that's in America, or
it's I believe here and in Canada.
Oh, okay, it's the same mother, because in England it's a different Mother's
Day.
That's
right. In England it's the in March sometime.
Oh, okay.
So but in here and in Canada it's in about 2 weeks' time, something okay. Like about the 13th, 14th of May. So that's not very long away.
Hey, mothers should get every single bit of credit and attention at all times.
Absolutely. So this is a poem to my mother. My mum of mine. My mum of mine. She is no more my mum of mine. My friend, my confidant, my all-time one. Even in her later years, she gave advice that was so clear. Her life was long. She knew not why. My answer was that she was blessed, still to be here, to see her family tree now spread. My mum of mine, she was so dear. All those around did love her so. Her patience and her kindly aura made for friendships of all who knew her. With late retirement, she made her mark, and even then was missed at work. My mum of mine, she had great style. From off the peg, she dressed so chic. She looked as though she wore Dior, but telltale labels unfolded more. She was the Duchess in her group. Respect and kindness was her route. My mum of mine, I miss her so. There is that void to ease my low. She was there when she was needed, but never failed when counsel heeded. And when she lost her dearest Joe, she kept her cool, her sorrow not to show. Now as the months go racing by, life does go on, time seems to fly. The pain of loss begins to ease. Good memories as these replace and please. She will forever stay in my heart, my mum of mine, my friend, my confidant.
Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you, Arnold.
Lovely. Thank you. Oh, it's just 15 minutes to go, or as Aidan would say, now 14 minutes to go, and 29 seconds. Yeah, wow, just a few minutes left on the show before Miss Annie comes in with a soul and R&B show. Be prepared to have a great time, kick your shoes off and roll back the carpets and start dancing. She has great music. I believe Ilana has one more song for us from Canada.
This would be a nice way of going out. This is Water in the Well by Spirit of the West, and they are a band out of Vancouver, and this is one of their earlier songs.
Earlier meaning?
Early 90s.
Oh, okay.
Late 80s, early 90s.
There's wood out in the shed, and the chimney's always smoking. The kettle's on the boil now, and won't you stay for tea and help us with the garden, and we'll help you rake your leaves. Well, money doesn't talk in this neighborhood. A healthy bank account won't do you no good.
But hey, neighbor, I've seen that done before. You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. There's water in the well, and the gate is always open. There's wood out in the shed, and the chimney's always smoking. The kettle's on the boil now, and won't you stay for tea and cut the children's hair before we go to the quilting bee? We'll rise and shine, what a glorious day. We're learning about living in the natural way. We're all Mother Nature's children, daughters and sons. Our numbers are many, but we all live as one. I'll play it for Mac. Excavation. Lay down them forms and build up the foundation. I'll gladly lend a hand if you need me, brother, cause we are only wealthy through each other. Ah, our roads are dirt and our highways are gravel. We're self-sufficient folks here, there's no need to travel. The water is clear, the earth is chemical-free, and we're all safe in our community. In the well, and the gate is always open. There's wood out in the shed, and the chimney's always smoking. The kettle's on the boil, won't you stay for herbal tea? I'll loan you my guitar if I can watch your color TV.
Oh, lovely. That was really good, Ilana. Who is that again?
That was Spirit of the West.
Okay, and they're from Vancouver.
Yes, they are.
Now, do they speak different in Vancouver compared to Toronto? Is there a...
I don't think there are any local dialects.
Okay. So, yeah, just a couple of minutes left before Miss Annie comes in. And... excuse me. I hope you enjoyed the show from our Canadian visitors. And if you'd like to check out some more of Deanna's poets and poems and prose, she has a place to go. It is called www.deannasamuels, and that's DeannaSamuels, .wordpress.com. So that's deannasamuels.wordpress.com. And you can check out some really beautiful poems and prose, so which she is adding to all the time with many, many different subjects. Thank you so much, Deanna, for sharing your lovely work. Ah, yes. Well, the time has beaten us. It is the end of Tommy's Holiday Camp for another week. Come back on Friday of next week, and you will, the 4th, actually, May the 4th, and listen to another episode of Tommy's Holiday Camp. And you get my website, of course, tommysholidaycamp.com. And check out the interviews there. And Miss Annie's coming right up, so stay tuned to Cowes Radio all through till midnight. Miss Annie will be on, and with Soul and R&B. And keep listening to Cowes. See you all next week. Bye.